The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
In this class, for the last few weeks, we've been exploring a receptive awareness rather than focusing on a particular aspect of experience, instead settling back and exploring what it means to receive experience, the fullness of our whole human experience. And so in the guided meditation today, we'll explore the receptive style of awareness. So it's often helpful at the beginning of a period of meditation to relax. This relaxation, a relaxation of body and relaxation of mind, will support a very natural kind of awareness. And so we'll explore relaxation for a few minutes, first scanning through the body and seeing if there are areas where there's tension, and relaxing that tension. So starting at the head, the top of the head, the face, seeing if there can be a relaxation of the head, the face. Particularly across the brow. Around the eyes, around the mouth. Relaxing the jaw, the neck, the shoulders. Relaxing the arms and hands. Softening the muscles of the chest and upper back. The muscles around the rib cage. Maybe taking a deeper breath at this point. And noticing how that stretches the muscles around the rib cage on the in-breath, and lets them relax, soften a little bit on the out-breath. Maybe another deeper breath. And then letting the breathing return to normal. Seeing if there can be a softening of the stomach. The abdomen, middle and lower back. Hips, pelvis. You might even check in. It might be possible to relax deep inside the hip socket, softening some tension inside the hip socket. Relaxing the legs. The knees, the ankles, the feet. And then sometimes it's also possible to relax inside the body, kind of in the center, in the core of the body. So just check in, see if it's possible, it may or may not be, to relax inside the throat. Maybe you can relax inside the throat. Maybe the heart, the area around the heart can relax. Maybe the stomach and the intestines can relax. And then seeing, checking in, maybe the mind can relax. We often hold mental tension that creates a feeling of being pulled into past or future or into thinking. Gill offers an analogy for a way to relax the mind. And so just thinking about as if your brain were a muscle. See what it might mean to relax the brain. And then sometimes having consciously relaxed the body and the mind, there can be enough settledness to see if the mind or the mind and body are willing to relax a little bit more on their own. We can check into this by dropping a request into our system. And then not trying to do it, but just seeing how do the mind and body respond to the request. May the body relax. Drop in that request and then just be available to see what happens. May the body relax. May the mind relax. As we relax the body and mind, there can be a relaxation into just being present, being here. Being aware. Do you know that you're aware? You don't have to try to figure this out, but just see if you can touch into that simple aspect of knowing that you're aware. The knowing is sufficient. You don't have to figure out what it feels like or how you know it. Yeah, know I'm aware. Usually we know that we're aware partly at least because there are experiences that are known. And so right now in this moment, what is obvious in your experience? Body, experience of body is often an obvious field of sensation. In a field of experience, we can Just gently recognize that we are aware of the body sitting, the contact of the hips against the chair, cushion, or bench, contact points of hands, feet, maybe the feeling of the body as a whole. Some of you might experience a kind of a vibratory field of energy. There may be experience of heat or coolness. Hardness or softness, pressure, pulsing, tingling, vibration in various areas of the body. Another area of experience that is often predominant or available or obvious, easy to notice, is the field of hearing. Sound arising and being known. We can settle back and see what sounds come to you. No need to go out and try to find sounds. There's just sounds happening that are being received by the ear, sounds outside. Sounds in the room. The sound of my voice. Relax and see, what does it mean to receive hearing rather than trying to listen to something? Just let go of the control of needing to be in control and just settle back and receive the experience of hearing. And this is one of the easiest places to get familiar with receptive awareness. And then exploring, what does it mean to open the field of receiving experience to hearing and body sensation. Sometimes the attention taking in physical sensations, sometimes receiving sound. Again, settling back and seeing what wants to come to you, what experience. Is most obvious. Sometimes it may be hearing, sometimes it may be body. And no need to hold on to any one of them. But seeing if there can be that recognition, this is what is being known right now. Aware of hearing, aware of body sensation. Another field of experience that can be received that might become obvious is the field of our mental experience. Moods, emotions, mind states, even thoughts. Sometimes the mind is calm, sometimes the mind is agitated. Sometimes a thought comes in. Not rejecting any experience, but seeing if there can be just a gentle recognition. This is what's happening right now. For thoughts, it can be helpful to take a step back and see if you can just let them go by. Not jumping on the thought and following it. Relax. Are you aware? And what is obvious? How about now? And now? Sometimes the attention will linger with one experience for a little while, and then it will shift to something else, from body sensation to sound, from sound to emotion. We don't have to try to hold the mind still, but rather see, can we stay with where the attention naturally gravitates towards? Follow the attention, I sometimes say. That following might feel like a flow, kind of smooth from one thing to the next. Sometimes it might feel jumpy, like it jumps from one thing to the next. Sometimes it might feel like it narrows down and looks at something closely. Sometimes it might feel like it's a wide-angle lens taking in a large field of experience. There's no right way. No one way better than another. Just seeing, can we stay connected to being aware and noticing what awareness is receiving? It might be receiving or recognizing drifting or dreaminess or sleepiness. Often at the end of a day, that mind can go into a drifty, dreamy state. Explore maybe what it might mean to know that you're aware of that drifty state. Of course, the mind will wander into thought, get lost, lose touch with being present. And yet at the very moment when you recognize that you have been lost, awareness is back. That moment of awareness returning is such a helpful moment to recognize, just in a very simple way, oh, awareness is back. Mindfulness is back. Aware again. Recognize the awareness in that moment. That's one of the easiest places to get a sense of what it means to be aware. And then check in with how are you in that moment. That's what we're exploring. What's here now? Sometimes when the mind wanders, a new experience has been created. Useful to recognize. Awareness is back. What's here? What's obvious? If tension has crept back in, it often can when our minds wander. Take some time to relax again. Relax the body. Relax the mind. And open again to receiving. What wants to come to you in this moment? Hearing. Body sensation. Sometimes after the mind has wandered into thought, the pull to thinking can be sticky. It can be a little hard to let go of. And sometimes if we just relax and say, oh, what's here now? We're just back in the thinking. If that happens, you notice that there's a strong pull back to thinking, it can be useful at that moment to choose something obvious and perhaps physical to connect with. The breath can be very useful at that point, or maybe an obvious touch point, contact of your hips, hands. Something to remind you, right? This is what it means to be receiving experience in the present moment. And we don't need to hold tightly to any particular experience. So as the mind lets go of that sticky pull to thought, we can relax, receive what's obvious. And embedded in all of this is an exploration of allowing the fullness, the entirety of our human experience. No part of our human experience needs to be rejected. Relax. What's obvious? Settling back and receiving. Let the experience come to you.